Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
The Army is announcing 40,000 will be cut troop-wise. In the meantime, ISIS finagling around. It seems as though it looks like a key ISIS figure has been killed by some U.S. airstrikes. And how about this? Alabama legend and Raider Kenny the Snake Stabler, dead at the age of 69. A lot of ground to cover, including South Carolina's Governor Nikki Haley. We've been chatting about this. Of course, the flag flap, the Confederate flag removal bill is officially signed after burning the midnight oil into Thursday. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Right off the bat, though, one of my favorite guests from Project 21, Bishop Council Ned, will be joining us. He's in our virtual green room waiting to come on. You know, we've talked about this, and we've actually had a couple of people on about what's been going on with Bill Cosby, and something that was released today by Project 21, a couple of the members, including Bishop Council Ned, is they're weighing in on these documents, these documents now that are related to a civil case that have allegations that Bill Cosby molested a Temple University employee. Well, they were made public by a district court judge because Cosby had publicly criticized the way many black parents rear their kids. And it's actually a well-known speech. It was known as, and has become known as, the pound cake speech. Bishop Council Ned, thanks for hanging with us late. We appreciate it.
Thanks so much for having me on again, Kate. Love your show.
Thank you. So, you know, it's in talking about this, so that people understand your position and what Project 21 is saying, I was familiar with that speech. I had family, you know, I'm from Philadelphia. Of course, someone in my family even knows Bill Cosby pretty well because he was a public relations guy for Temple University, by the way. So the pound cake speech, it's become known as that. And for people who don't understand what that is, will you explain it a little bit more?
Well, yeah. So he gave this speech a couple of years ago, and he got a lot of flack from a lot of people, but he was basically sort of criticizing the way that some black parents parent or don't parent their children. And he was giving multiple examples of, you know, when, you know, they see their son get arrested and they talk about their baby and how good he is and how sweet he is. And he started posing various questions. Well, you know, if he's so sweet and so wonderful, how come you didn't know he had a gun? If he's so sweet and wonderful, how come you didn't know that he was hanging out with these guys with criminal records and so forth and so on? And, you know, he was posing a lot of hard-hitting, serious questions that, you know, a lot of parents, you know, any parents, that sort of got people thinking. You know, everybody wants to think that their child is wonderful and sweet, and you ignore all the signs that maybe he's not, you know, sweet little Johnny anymore.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's funny because, you know, the key thing here is what I said at the top, is releasing these documents because of the civil case. Do you think Cosby is being treated differently?
I think he's definitely being treated differently. But, you know, I've got a problem with sort of what's going on in a broader sense. Because, you know, yes, he's being tried in the media. And, you know, that happens all the time.
Yep.
With celebrities.
Yeah.
People get tried in the media. But, you know, what we're seeing now is it seems like the judiciary is becoming overly politicized these days. I mean, just in the last few weeks, you know, we saw SCOTUS and Justice Roberts making statements that were, I think, in my opinion, overtly political. I think they've ignored the Constitution and the gay marriage issue. But then even looking at South Carolina, the judge down there at the arraignment trial of Dylan Roof, you know, made this very, very bizarre sort of statement. And now you've got this judge essentially just decided he's going to release sealed court documents because of something that, because of a statement. statement or an old speech by Bill Cosby. I mean, what's the legal justification for that? You know, either we're a society with a rule of law or we're not. And, you know, there have been so many instances in American history, you know, going back to the Civil War era, through the Civil Rights era, where, you know, justices or justice was totally denied to various groups of people for various reasons. And, you know, the judiciary shouldn't be playing politics this way.
You know what? I agree with you. The interpretation of the law, that's something that was drilled into my head, and I understand it was drilled into your head, too, that you have to look at individuals and know the rights, so you know the importance of what the laws are and I suppose what the rules are, and if we can just flip this in any direction we want, that's the danger that's inherent here, don't you think?
Well, that's the real danger here. I mean, taking it to another extreme, you know, that's the rationale behind lynch mobs. Well, we know he did it, we don't need to have a trial. And that's essentially what's going on here on a, I guess, less violent scale, but it's exactly the same legal principle that, you know, the laws don't matter. We're going to do what we know we need to do or what we think we need to do just because we think we're right, and denying people due process. The fact is, legally, people have due process. And, you know, I don't know. I'm not the jury in this. I'm not a judge in this case. You know, if Bill Cosby did what he's been accused of been doing, that's horrible. But, you know, the fact is there have been no criminal charges brought against him, and he's entitled to due process of law. You know, these days the Constitution doesn't matter, especially the Sixth Amendment. It's completely gone out the window, and everybody seems to be fine with it because of political expediency or people selling out politically or judges not caring, or people just have decided, you know what, the Constitution's an irrelevant document.
Yeah, I so agree with you, and that's really at the heart of this. Why would Cosby, of all the things, and like you said, we don't know, why should he be treated differently under the law? Because, and you sum it up this way, he gave advice to black parents, right?
Right, exactly.
Yeah, crazy. And we'll see where this all ends up. One can only imagine. Bishop Counsel Ned, thanks so much for weighing in. We appreciate it.
Thanks so much for having me on again, Kate.
All right, you take care.
All right,
Project
bye.
21 members like Bishop Counsel Ned and Horace Cooper and others have absolutely been weighing in on this. It's this U.S. District Court judge's decision to use that famous pound cake speech that Bishop Counsel Ned just explained, which publicly criticizes the way many black parents raise their children, to now publicly turn that on him. So how about that? You know, why this is interesting is because Project 21, and as you know, we've had Horace Cooper on many times and so many others in that represent Project 21, is a black conservative leadership network. And so often what they weigh in on, people will just pound them into the ground. And here's a different flip and a different take on, you know, something that's happened to Bill Cosby and how it could relate to you or I, how easily we could be tried in that court of public opinion and something else could push forward and smack us back in the face. We're just scratching the surface. More to come on the flip side.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hit the road, Jack, and don't come back no more.
No more, no more, no more.
Hit the road, Jack, and don't come back no more.
Now what'd you say?
Hit the road, Jack, and don't come back no more.
No more, no more, no more.
Hit the road, Jack, and don't come back no more.
Oh, woman, oh, woman, you sure is mean. You're the meanest old woman that I ever seen. But I guess if you said so, pop, pop, I better cut my thing and go.
That's right.
Hit the road, Jack, and don't come back no more.
No more, no more.
Ah, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Big news that you're going to be interested in as far as foiling terror plots. This is the buzz in the backyard, your backyard and mine. I guarantee you probably heard this somewhere today. The FBI director said that the agency believes they stopped a potential act of violence in the month before July 4th. They suspected that more than 10 people that they arrested during that time were planning to commit attacks tied to the 4th of July holiday. So they were able to get their tentacles in and stop it before it happened, thank goodness, because, you know, every time we have a holiday, that's what you think. Well, this is the day that finally we'll be attacked again, and hopefully we never have that finally we're attacked again, because as much as we can dog what's happening with the spook side of our government, you got to give them credit where with some of these intelligence people who just get pounded into the ground and hounded enough that sometimes they want to walk away from their careers, and we need good people in those positions. So they really believe that the 10 people that they picked up were going to do some kind of violence, something violent. They wouldn't say the specifics of it because they don't want to have that out there, but they believe that it was a coordinated attack, and they believe, you know, that this ramped up effort to arrest Islamic State sympathizers across the country has helped. In fact, in the last 4 weeks, New Jersey, Ohio, North Carolina, this is where they're picking people up. So the Homeland Security, FBI, they warned of a heightened terror threat tied to July 4th, but they didn't identify any specific plot they were tracking. Just that there was an overall threat. How about that? And as James Comey said, who is the director of the FBI, hey, look, they face people who were highly unpredictable. Highly unpredictable. You know, and he did give one example. He gave the example of the 26-year-old terror suspect. Remember this guy who was fatally shot by the cops in Boston last month after he lunged at them with a knife? The FBI said he had been scheming with other men, both now facing charges, by the way, of a future plot to kill a conservative blogger known for provoking Muslims, but decided to change plans. Well, that's scary, isn't it? He also said that some of the people who had been arrested in the last month had been communicating on encrypted platforms. That was the big concern. That was one of the things they talked about in front of Congress the other day, saying that they were able to use other investigative tools to get their way around this. Yeah, here's an encrypted message. Go and get whoever you can get. Do some kind of attack. I mean, of course, encrypted messages. It's so frightening, isn't it? So we have this potential attacks that were stopped, thank goodness. Then we have hackers stealing Social Security numbers from 21 million, and the government has admitted that. And, you know, even getting letters from people who are no longer with us. So the Office of Personnel Management included the findings in a statement that they released. They say that the numbers, as well as fingerprint records, other information, in a massive breach earlier this year of federal personnel files, happened. And they say that with new confidence, they've concluded that sensitive information was stolen. That's great. And the OPM says it's highly likely that anyone who underwent a background investigation through the agency since 2000 has been affected. And, of course, the number is maybe even more than 21 million because of the nature of the jobs they are filling. How sad is that? And what are they going to do? They say, all right, we're going to help people affected with credit monitoring and other assistance. 21 million? What, are you going to call them up and say, hey, don't worry. We think your information was compromised. Hopefully it's not being used anywhere. And if it is, oh, that's like stolen identity. So we're going to have to somehow shield you. And how do we shield 21 million people? This is not good, folks. I mean, it's not good at all. Because what kind of information that they get are they using? Usernames, passwords, all that stuff. All the things that they have to fill out for background investigations. Oh, it's awful. And it's broader than just an isolated thing. Wouldn't you think China is pulling the strings here? Aren't they trying to build a massive database that they can use in the future? I would think so. The Chinese military? I mean, the number is ridiculously high. So the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee Chairman, Jason Chaffetz, along with 17 other Republicans, last month called on the president to fire the director, Catherine Archuleta, and the chief information officer because of these breaches. I mean, the breach, they say, was entirely foreseeable. But they didn't take steps to prevent it from just happening despite repeated warnings. Well, I would agree with this. I don't care if it's the Democrats or the Republicans or whoever. If they had massive warnings, several warnings that this was going to happen, they did nothing, of course. You betcha. That's not right. Absolutely. Do something. You know, I agree. How can you do that? How can you compromise people that way and then hope that they can float on their own? And we've seen this again and again and again, haven't we? It's a big deal. It's a big deal when somebody has your Social Security information. And all you have to do is have somebody compromise it and do it, use it, and identify themselves with it. This is not good, folks. It's not good at all. And here we go again with China in the middle of it. At least one would think. Having somebody's Social Security number allows passwords for sensitive information to be changed. It's a huge deal. Of anything that you could possibly have ripped off from you, Social Security numbers are absolutely, hands down, the worst. The worst. You don't want to be in that position? Are you kidding? Because good luck trying to sort it all out. That's the problem. But thank goodness the FBI is doing something to stop the ISIS maniacs from flat out coming after us. The people who have been, I don't know, what's the word we want to use? We don't like radicalized? Being flipped over. Craziness. I mean, absolute craziness. By the way, that snafu, glitch, whatever adjective you want to use for what happened on the New York Stock Exchange, there's a big fat fine waiting for them. I'm certain of it. I'd be surprised if they don't get some kind of fine. But what shut down trading for over 3 hours on Wednesday can't just sit out there. We need to know what that is. Because what are we going to do in the future? And especially the New York Stock Exchange, because of how huge it is. So they're doing a full post-mortem so there can be a clearer picture for everybody out there. But how long is it going to take to do this post-mortem? Just tell us what happened. Tell us what happened. Because it's not good to have stocks totally frozen for that length of time. This technical issue, a configuration problem, whatever it is, connected to new software. Of course, we know, because that happens with our computers. Numbers coming up next, and I got a number for you. Go to KateOnTheRoad.com and pass the word along. Sign up for a Flex 11 2-in-1 Windows tablet, because some lucky winner is going to get the tablet that comes with a detachable keyboard so you can use it like a laptop. And we want to come to your hometown.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 1-888-379-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-888-379-MYTV right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to four rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV. Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to simplysafedefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's simplysafedefense.com.
But it was a muffin. He bombed around till he found that he didn't know nothing.
Hey, hey, everybody, coming up, we're going to go to the movies. That's right, our cheap movie review, which includes Dancing Half-Naked Men and a cartoon that looks like little capsules floating around. I'll explain. But kind of a big weekend at the movies. Before we get to big weekends at the movies, in Greece, or Greece right now, is a big question mark as to what's going to happen in this situation with the money. A big situation because we have people saying that we're going to end up like Greece, which is a terrible spot to be in. The ATMs aren't going to work, and there's no place to get any do-re-mi. So Greece finally met a deadline that counted on Thursday and made a series of proposals that its creditors needed by midnight to set off a mad rush toward a weekend deal to stave off the financial collapse of Greece. I mean, we have been down on the precipice before. We've been down this road for sure. So there are hopes that Greece can let the rescue deal that will prevent a catastrophic exit from the euro after key creditors said they were open to discussing how to do something to ease the debt loan. So after Thursday, they conceded to demands that they had previously refused to accept, mostly on making various categories of goods and services to higher sales tax rates in exchange for a 3.5 million euro bailout package would be 59 billion. Wow. That is a lot of coin, needless to say. That is a lot of coin. So the good news is, if Greece doesn't collapse, it staves off the problems on the other markets anyway. And Greece has for a long time argued about its debt ratio, that its debt is too high, and to figure out how to pay it back, and that the country requires more forms of debt relief. And the IMF agrees with the premise, but key European states like Germany have responded a little bit differently, because the German finance minister said the possibility of debt relief would be discussed over coming days, and he cautioned it might not provide that much help. Room for maneuvering around is one thing. Restructuring is also one thing, but it's very small, the effort they would have to do there. Would have to be small. So this is one to keep your eye on. It's one to keep your eye on, too, for our own safety for stocks and whether or not they're going to go crashing into the hills. But boy, has it been... It has been. It's been crazy to watch this from afar. What's happening with Greece? I mean, it's awful. 53.5 billion euros in a bailout package. Of course, they're talking about tax hikes. They're talking about spending cuts. They're talking about pension reforms and what are they going to do with pensions and, you know, everything else in between. But brutal to watch from the sidelines. Because of some of the mistakes that are being made. Also on the minds of so many is what's happened to stop these plans, attack plans, against various popular tourist attractions in the United States. And you think of the ages, and you think of the U.S. taking the lead on that, and it is a big eye-opener, a huge, huge eye-opener. Remember, you can always join the conversation if you choose to jump in. The water's warm, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. I already mentioned that this is the time when we go to the movies, and there are a couple of big movies that we're going to preview for you coming up in just a moment here on America Tonight, but we are far from there at this point. You know, I mentioned this on the air before. We've been watching, and you may have been too, at least maybe the scores, to see what's happening at Wimbledon. And the fact that Serena Williams has gone so far, and now she actually has a chance to win the third leg of the Grand Slam, which is phenomenal. If she can just keep it together enough, long enough, and just do what she has to do. But if she wins the final at Wimbledon, the crowd will go crazy for sure. But if she wins it, she only has one more tournament. And if she wins that tournament, she becomes world champ. I mean, she's already number one in the world, and she's already a champion, and she's already won big matchups. But how ridiculous would that be to win a natural Grand Slam? It'd be incredible. I mean, it'd be incredible and very tough to do. The last person who did it that way, where you had four majors in a row, was back in 1988, and was Steffi Graf. 1988, that long. I knew it had been a long period of time, but I didn't realize it had been quite as long as that. But that's some space in between. I mean, some space for that to happen. All right, it's also worth mentioning this. You know how we zig and zag in different directions. So for sure, this is worth mentioning. But in prepping, I like that, in prepping for the show, I always do that thing where you're struggling trying to find an answer for something that makes, you know, absolutely no sense, and maybe that's the problem. Sometimes you just have to bail on it. Sometimes you just have to move and shake as fast as you can because there's really no other way to go. Donald Trump, by the way, said he's not concerned about Obama's birthplace because, you know, now he's being asked to, as are all the candidates, what would they do? And this is almost like a trapdoor question. Almost. And what's funny is, too, sagging around yet again, you look at the successes of Donald Trump, and there's one guy who is Teflon, except for when it comes to the voting from the establishment, and when it's come to a couple of other things that would make it necessary for Donald Trump to be the really top runner candidate. But what's so odd is that he definitely does have a voting core. There are definitely people who would vote for President Obama if they could again, but they can't. They can't. And looking at Trump's plan to bomb Iraq's oil fields, I suggested that one time on the show, and pardon the pun, but I was shot down big time. But Donald Trump wants to bomb the Iraqi oil fields in order to strike at ISIS. Here's a quote. If I win, I would attack those oil sites that are controlled and owned. They are controlled by ISIS. Trump said, I wouldn't send many troops because you won't need them by the time I'm done. The whole idea of turning it into glass. And he said, that's some of the tough rhetoric for me in running for president. So I also wonder what that means. If you think about it, the United States didn't strike the oil fields in Kuwait during Operation Desert Storm in the 90s, which hurt Kuwait for years after the war. So Trump suggested that he would send in Exxon or some other oil company to quickly rebuild the infrastructure once all the other pieces were in place. There's like a running theme, I think, to this. Once the other pieces are in place, it'll be much, much easier, and of course it'll be much easier. Now, those plans, not too much blowback on that. And maybe this is what happens, who knows. But you can't just blow everything up. You have to have some kind of a strategy surrounding it. Believe it or not. Some sort of strategy anyway. And ISIS's idea or revenue line coming from oil. The terrorist group is mostly pumping oil out of refineries in Syria and Iraq. So that's something else that's changed a little bit anyway over the last, you know, probably over the last year and a half. We're going to the movies next. Woo! We got three big ones. Relax, enjoy, and join me on the flip side.
We love
that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver. Over 2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that it's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Let's go to the movies.
Let's go see the stars.
Cowboy heroes, cops and robbers, glamour and stripes, bigger than life. Sitting in the darkness, what a world to see. Let's go to the movies, Annie, wait.
Davis is probably lying, and Greta Garbo is probably crying, while Robert Taylor is locked in her dying embrace. Chico and Groucho and Chaplin and Lloyd are all super. Sweet Mickey Mouse, Shirley Temple, and dear Jackie
Let's
Cooper.
Go to the moon. Let's go see the stars.
You get the idea. We're taking you to the movies each and every week. We do our cheap movie review. And let me preface this by saying, if you go to the movies and you see any movie and you send me a review of it, I will send you a copy of my book, Level the Playing Field, Balls, Brats, and Other BS. So there's this thing called a minion. And I know the images that could conjure up. The Minions, it's a family film, and they are these little tiny creatures, these little guys that have kind of sought to serve the greatest villain they could find, but they turned into something else, right? And The Minions were popular the first time around and probably even more popular now. Some of the voices will be familiar to you, including Sandra Bullock. You can pick her out pretty much right away. So the movie is The Minions, and here's a sneak peek.
No, Kevin. Mele do it. Stay down. No. Mele do it. Stay down. Macalo.
Walter, look! These adorable little freaks are headed to Orlando, too.
You're going to VillainCon, aren't you?
VillainCon! I'm going to get all my favorite villains to sign my magazine. Scarlet Overkill! If I was a minion, that's who I'd want to work for! Yeah. Oh, God, VillainCon!
Welcome to VillainCon, the biggest gathering of criminals anywhere.
Any evil talent?
What about you? Any evil talents?
Hello! La la la! La la la! Eh?
That's not evil or a talent.
Ah!
Ladies and gentlemen, the supervillain we've all been waiting for, Scarlet Overkill!
Doesn't it feel so good to be bad?
And all your dreams come true.
Respect. Power.
Banana.
Wow, these cats are dumb.
Maybe I'll settle them down with a bedtime story.
Bedtime story?
Once upon a time, there were three little pigs. The pigs encountered a big, bad wolf who hired the three pigs to come work for her. One day, the pig did something very stupid, so the wolf puffed, and she blew them off the face of the earth! The end.
All right. There's some really clever things, I think, in this Minions deal. I took the first time we saw the appearance of the Minions in The Despicable Me, I took my nephew to that. He loved that movie. It's PG is what it's rated. It's comedy, animation, 1 hour, 44 minutes. If it matters to you, Rotten Tomatoes has given it somewhere in the neighborhood of, 70. IMDb has given it 7 out of 10 stars. So there you go. Make of it what you will. From animation to men gyrating, very popular, the first one, Magic Mike.
For y'all tonight. We're gonna see if he still got some magic in that mic.
Tomorrow, start the pilgrimage to Myrtle Beach for the convention.
I wish we had known you guys back in our day.
Well, I'd say it's still your day, man.
I mean, if this really is our last ride, what if we make up some new routine?
This game is evolve or die.
Uh-huh.
Are you ready to be worshipped?
Are you ready to be exalted?
What are we?
We're like healers or something.
Yes, man.
Oh, yeah.
It's not bro time, it's show time. Are you guys ready?
All right, it's rated R, 2 hours, 10 minutes. You get what it's about. Stripping, men stripping. And this one is called Selfless.
You built an empire from the ground up.
Mr. Hale, it's an honor. The man who built New York.
People will insist that your buildings make you immortal. Now, as you slip away, do you feel immortal? We offer humanity's greatest minds more time to fulfill their potential. Designed to offer you the very best of the human experience.
It's alive.
An empty vessel.
If we do this, there's no turning back. Your old life is over.
What's that?
Something to stop your heart.
What?
It's something to stop your heart. How are you feeling?
How's that new body smell?
Sense of humor. Good.
Just relax and have some fun. After all, at your age, I'd say you've earned it.
And you can have all of this. After all the hard work, you can have all of this. Money in the cars, clothes, you can have all of this. Fall up in the best club, you can have all the women.
You okay?
I haven't seen anything like that in about 52 years.
Daddy! Immortality has some side effects.
Hello?
How is this possible?
There is no science, no progress without sacrifice.
I never wanted others to suffer.
I gave you what you wanted.
You took a man's life.
No! I did!
Soon I'll be gone. I can already feel myself fading.
Without me, your mind will relapse. And we both know who takes over. I'm the only one standing between you and oblivion.
All right, so some interesting choices at the movies. Selflessness, a little bit scary. Magic Mike about strippers and minions. Definitely a kids movie. Remember, if you go do the cheap movie review, send it to me to americatonight.net. Thanks so much to Nathan Reeder. Great job as always, buddy. And to all of you for listening to America Tonight.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.